This is the I Know Podcast. I-N-O, information, knowledge, observation, also I Know Nothing. Big up a dark skin man like Kofi. Big up a black man like Romar.
I'll be black, to be honest.
We Gabby. We got Chian recording. This is the first time we got four people,
which
is
crazy.
No, we can't do it. Behind the computer. Wait, how you say it? Behind the what?
Engineering the show.
Engineering show.
Yeah. In the control room.
Right. Every time we here, we got the man behind Rubber Dan. We got producer D, Mosey Daniel, Cheese on Braid.
I make it.
Man, is a special occasion because he man left in a thing. Man, it rum. So rum. We gonna miss you a thing.
You sure?
Yeah, B.
Yeah, man. You sure?
What gonna do the things you doing, B?
The man sure.
Yeah, B. Use your
food. Yeah, but when you go long, left your mics.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
I can miss you more if you left your mic.
No, I feel like one mic though.
For people that don't know, what is you gonna do? Where you going first thing?
Right, I headed to Toronto, Canada. Again, I study sound and music recording. Recording Arts Canada.
Green Shanty.
Yeah, Green Shanty. So basically, that's like engineering. All this year, sound. Learning how to get the right sound out of the room, the whole works, from the acoustics right down to the post-production, which is like mix and mastering, everything.
How long is it for?
So you basically trying to tell me where?
How long is it for though?
The program is a year.
Mm.
Oh, safe.
Like a bachelor's or just a...
Just a diploma. Mm.
Okay. Alright, cool. So yeah, how do you feel about nut videos? You wanna hear what anything?
What?
What?
Like, I think jerking off on coming?
Yeah. Oh. I hear that dick pics done and it's not that like
video. You never get asked for one, B?
Girls want to
come. I was in a long distance relationship though, so I guess I would.
They ask you? So yeah. how do they phrase the sentence?
And wants you coming.
I want to see a jerk.
That's it. Men just reason.
For real?
Women weld, you know. Like, we don't need to realize that women are all here really welding.
Honestly, I want to know, right? Because I sometimes get so caught up in the Twitter world. I want to know if it's actually like a real world thing. But people,
I don't know. You want to know how I knew so well what you're talking about? A girl sent me a video and was like, please. Not video, a screenshot of that conversation. I was like, please, B.
Please.
Not dot. Please.
Send you.
I mean, like, ask her to send her.
So, do you have a stock jerk video?
I used to. When I used to be. I realized that.
Wait, hold on a sec.
You got a stock dip it?
I had lady dip it off Destiny, dog. Like, this one pit that I tried, and I was like, nah, I'm going to need this for when I got another girl. It was too perfect, dog.
How she feel about that?
How she feel about that? I don't think she know, because I found out she was deleting my thing, so I just used to send shit back.
What?
I haven't lying, B.
What?
Not even joking.
But you trust these girls, B?
I'm talking about my girl that I had.
Oh,
who was a long distance relationship.
I ain't understanding. In a special file,
Yeah, Ashley Smith has an app. I placed her.
Oh my God, this thing's on
the top. Wait, hold on a minute. When you be taking the not videos, you use your DSLR?
My man, no. Who has that time?
I don't know.
Who has that time? Like, I guess that's my tripod.
Yeah, that's a blues cabbie.
You never get crawled in terms of, were you sending me a picture that you're sending another woman? Never get that, sir. That's fine, Obi.
How bad are you at this?
Clearly, terrible.
But last you sent one? You send out videos?
Nah.
It's not video thing over here, dog.
It is bizarre.
But you won't do that most, cause
Nah. It could be
a man. And for people that don't know, B was married for 10 years now.
Only 5.
Oh,
but 10 though.
But you was together with she for how long?
Both near 15 years.
B, what the hell, B?
You know you's our age though.
Yeah, B.
That means you saw one of the guys since 13.
Basically. She was 13,
they just
turned
14,
I think, yeah.
Big man.
That's crazy, Mosey.
My only relationship, my longest relationship was 2.5 years, B.
2 years,
B. That'd be a give me gray hair, dog.
Dog, literal gray hair, man. Literal gray hair I have.
That give me gray hair.
This man had a girl for 15 years.
So yeah. That means that he even got
a like,
And one year your relationship can't consent me.
1 year?
Yes. When you were 16 years, your relationship can't consent.
I never thought of that.
So when you married and thing like 5 years in, like you send like dick pics and thing?
Nah. It's a funny thing about marriage, right?
I won't ask you. I hear that when you get married, it's like start having sex and thing.
No. I wanna say no. But it tends to be different for sure. It used to be different. I mean, they know I have a child too.
Right.
So it's got a little complicated to, you know, the internet like, all the time. And like, when you're self-employed too, and then you have like high activity, like always going in the career, it could be challenging. But you got to make some time to get things in, man.
I heard that you practice sex with
me. To get things in. Yeah.
Hey. You hear I wasn't good practice sex. Man, here with me, man, want beats.
Well, it's like, you don't know the consequences.
Really, you go.
I think I take a stop, not video though, just in case.
You can't do one. You gotta do it for different
like a quick release, not video.
And then, but in not video is like is adding your moans and thing too.
That's what I meant to want, be.
Nah, it's too weird.
Nah, man, want the audio visuals, big man.
That feel weird, be.
Women are disgusting, though.
So I got a moan and thing, too?
You got to do what you normally do.
I give away too much, B. My moan is like my essence, B.
Bruv, I know, right? you can't do any girl, you know, B. This could be a girl, I mean.
Nah, that's sign. I was saying about doing a snap, but a snap would be too. You got to time your snap properly.
I wonder what would be next, though, like.
Yeah,
we're here. Yeah.
Like,
we're here. Yeah, we're on hologram. Like, once you, like fucking me there, like in the hologram. And then you masturbate into that hologram.
Is it increased, B?
Nah, that's strange. Anyway, but so this somebody that is watching podcast put up a bunch of controversial things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to run through them, especially with Romar. Because people love Romar's opinion, right?
They really do.
Alright, so I will start here, right? Romar.
Yo.
If you wanted kids, but the person you love does not, would you still marry them or compromise your want for a family?
This is extremely interesting. This is funny.
Alright, come again.
I'm gonna come more.
If you wanted kids, you want children, but your partner does not.
I deeply in love with this body.
Would you still marry them? So obviously, yeah. Would you still marry them and compromise your want for a family? So would you not have children just to stay with them?
Let me be real though. Like,
it depends. It all depends on how deep.
Right. Let me be real, cause I mean, you're single. You're still marrying
the girl,
but have to know before he marrying shit, before he proposes to shit, that this girl don't want kids. It things like that. That
right. So my love might not dive that deep.
Exactly.
But if she says stay with me but not have children, or leave me and get children and want with somebody else, but you be willing to compromise that?
Where we at?
Still won't marry them, B? Do you still won't marry them? So
I can't imagine
a
scenario where you marrying a girl that you don't know if she want kids or not.
Okay, what if she changed her mind then?
Okay, that's...
You deep in it, you 5 years in it, and she changed her mind, she says she don't want children no more. Are you willing to go along and thing, or...
Stay in your marriage?
Yeah.
So we married? I've been married.
But you're deep in love though, as in your marriage is
what's the ideal. Let me say you were engaged, and that's saying
shit going good.
Saying happening, saying different. Saying happening.
What's that gonna happen? It might change your mind. Not necessarily medically, me. Just.
Nah,
it ain't
your mind.
It ain't medical, me. It ain't medical.
It ain't medical, she changed your mind. Say, like, what happened? All them is depending for others.
You love the girl. Okay. You went in a relationship for 5 years, and you thought that she had want children, but she changed her mind. She don't want children no more.
Why she changed her mind?
Because she just don't want your children, B. She won't focus on her career. Would you stay with she and not have children, or will you leave she to get children? Are you willing to compromise that?
Need some more of that coffee.
How
bad do you want children?
It's you, B.
It's me.
Oh, you don't know how bad you want.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the scenario itself. I feel like it would go to be some serious conversations in terms of if I want children, you know, on a scale of, you know what I mean?
Be it yes or no?
I feel like we gotta sit down and really understand where it is. Ain't that clear cut? I feel like we gotta sit down and talk and understand where
the girl
it is.
Reached your nephew for a day and she was like, nah, I can't deal
nah,
with this.
Nah, can't just like that.
Yeah, she reached nephew for a day.
Right, it will gotta be that we sit down and really dive into this conversation and really understand where we could compare. I just feel like, or yeah. I could compromise and move on with this thing.
But you watch.
You could compromise and not get on children.
But yeah. No, I actually gonna ask a question, Marcus. Like, we could adopt. I could get my sperm to a surrogate.
Like, that's yeah, but were you a raising adopted child?
Yeah.
So wait.
No,
is raising a child that's
to
an
be
issue?
Honestly,
or
everyone wants to be a child.
Nah, is he raising? She don't want children.
I don't know.
She don't want children.
I feel like all these people say good over more. Right, cool. Hear micromanaging or what?
Hey, cause me off camera, yeah.
So she don't want children. So
she don't want
adopted
her, she
him
don't
thing.
Her. Children about there. She want to pick you about there. They don't stand part of this.
Mine, I know. Yeah, cause I feel like I go. Raise.
But I the only boy that would not. I don't want adopted children.
I don't want. It's not my ideal scenario. Yeah,
I got. I kind of torn on that.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it, you know. Like, I was thinking, like, how I feel about, like, adopting a child or something.
My thing is, like, can I honestly love an adopted child more than my actual biological
child? If it's a case where your partner, you know, can...
then, yeah.
I still think it's weird.
I
want to
want a child.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird, though.
It's weird.
And he grown up and he look nothing like me. I wonder what he can look like.
Like, we have a family friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the father is white, right? And his wife, she obviously couldn't have kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they decided to adopt. And they adopted a black child, like, blacker than, like, even the mother. You know what I mean?
Sight.
And it is like, as the father, like, how is... I don't know. I don't remember
what it was I was watching.
It is weird. It is weird. And then he's like, oh, this is my son. And he's like, no, he
is my son.
This
is my son. Type one.
It is weird.
Yeah, that is serious adjustment, B. Yeah,
but because like, there's things that Chuck can go through as a black kid. That
you can't
do what to do with
you. So, in a scenario where you're rich, right?
Right.
And the government come and say, all right, we helping out these people here. These.
The government gonna do that, me?
Listen.
It's a wrong
right?
scenario.
Mm.
That happened, okay?
And the government said, all right, yeah, we helping out these less fortunate children. And they need homes or whatever. You want to help them out?
Nah.
Not with the foster?
Okay. Honestly,
not with the foster? They're not permanent.
No, I would foster. I honestly say I would foster.
I mean, like, foster, like a summer camp kind of thing? Like, a three-month
vibe? In a summer camp. It's like a family thing.
You sure you want to kill children, period?
I want children, but I still know how I kind of turn about. Like on a godfather vibe, cool. But on a...
You can go home, like, go to your parents.
Yeah, come with me.
When we hear godfather,
I can't go to church of it yesterday. I am so tired. It's all no still me.
Being tired for other people's children, it seems... I don't know, but that's what teachers do. But just like,
but you need, but I guess like, okay, not being in there in that situation, but I feel like you can born as if it were your child.
Mm.
To the extent of which you do, I do not know.
Mm.
But I feel like after what you just get attached, it's a relationship.
I don't think I could adopt a child over four. Not when you done got a sense and thing. I ain't know about how what I can really do.
And then we can say, man, you know me real man.
Yeah, I know that. I got to raise you. I got to raise you. I got to know what I'm doing. Like, I got to watch Peppa Pig with you. I can't adopt. I can't be watching Peppa Pig. It's like, nah, that part can't die hard.
That would be your life, boy. Peppa Pig. All right. So here, next one, right? Do you think it's, well, I guess this one pretty easy. Do you think it's more important to develop your career first than your personal romantic life?
Yeah.
But you can't do both though. Cause yeah. You do both.
Yeah, I can't.
Not really. I won't say you do both. You had a girl from school.
Yeah, but everything was happening at the same time. Honestly, I would say like
both one was figuring out with itself and thing.
But I feel like you got
there's challenges though.
Right. You gotta know where you wanna be in life. You gotta be happy with yourself first.
Right.
Before you let the shirt or something. Deeply.
Not that you're not really sure. Growing up with somebody, from my experience, it's interesting in the sense that both y'all got to figure it out together.
Mm.
Like, I think that when you got things too well made up in your mind and you got your paths like too well solidified,
yeah,
that this be clashing. Especially if you got your own stuff, like, okay, well, this is how I do things, and it's always a clash when you try to get two people together, like, cause you got your own stuff and you've been living your way for so long, you got your career and everything sorted out.
So you would say,
and then trying to fuse two lives together after that is.
So you would say it's easier the way you did it to find somebody while you still in like your formative years and like grow with them, as opposed to be like a fully developed person, two fully developed people, and they may want different things, whatever.
That's why I say I don't think Mosey necessarily went through that.
Right.
Like, you are.
It's been a good thing. That's what you do.
But you grew as a human, first of all, and you have someone there growing with you, and your career is growing at the same time. Compared to, you like 25 now, you got to make a decision. I really like this girl, but she kind of holding me back from doing what I really want to do.
Right.
That's a completely different vibe from growing together.
Mm. But you know what? It's challenging too. Because for a long time, it was like, I holding this girl back. Like, in a way, it's like...
You found some?
I found some. Like, real talk. Like, at one point, it's been like, because you grew up together,
mm-hmm.
like, maybe, man, you should have let see other people.
Yeah, like,
maybe if, I don't know, like, is this person, like, having, like, a lesser experience as a person because they didn't have, like, multiple relationships?
Mm-hmm. Or, like, dating experience and thing?
Yeah. I thought about it for a couple...
minutes.
I was like, you know what is working? Let it work. You know, but it's an interesting situation,
though. Next thing. Do you think it's possible for people who come from different religious backgrounds to date or marry?
That's a big one.
Do you think that's possible?
That's a big one.
Like Muslim, Hindu,
I don't
and Christian.
I think in nowadays we're like
simpler than that.
We ain't really warring over religions anymore. Mm. Sorry. The Western Hemisphere ain't really warring over religion anymore. I think that...
You would say that?
That the Western... You know, we're not really warring over religion, like...
When before. You say warring, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, you gotta define that, because they got a lot of culture wars and got a lot of religious wars.
Yeah.
Still not...
The clashes...
Overly. People ain't bleeding.
People are bleeding. That's what bleeding me. But I mean, like, I feel like nowadays I am seeing that a lot. I'm seeing, like, people like just changing the religion because, like, nah, I love this person, like... And I ain't really sure what this religious fight.
Yeah.
Right. I think that people making that decision daily and it just happening.
My thing is more a different culture than the religion. If that is your religious beliefs, you're cool. But then the culture that's come with it, I ain't know if I bought that. Like,
right.
The rules,
like,
I think.
I mean, Indians is different things to black people be. Mm-hmm. So it's
like,
kind of like...
Import.
Huh?
Like what?
I don't know.
Exactly, you don't know.
Like,
so you sure you're just making this up?
They do Hindus and things do different.
Like, what?
Well,
I think you sure you're just like making this up?
Nah, I mean,
like, don't wear short masks.
You know what I'm saying? That put on my mind though is like when you got chili, you need to know how you raise that
exactly.
Chili and what religion.
So that would get said about a simpler say that I like on a simpler say, my answer is a 7 day. Right. So certain things that them can do. Or like we won't go a certain time or whatever.
Sacrificing Fridays, man, bro.
that is so simple, baby.
I didn't know it comes to, you know, like one more saying, you got your beliefs, you telling yourself, all right, he could do this here. She's saying he can't do that here. That's a challenge, that's already a joke in the relationship.
So what's some of the things that you wanna was conflicted on?
The same, like, won't go, or the same...
But that's
like,
one day a week.
You
want to
be Sabbath and pork.
What else you mean?
Look, Gabby's a 7 days. Look, Gabby talk out there, don't.
Talk about what, me? I want to?
Hold on one together. Hold deep with your
relationship. Why are you measuring it by time, first of all?
Huh?
Why are you measuring it by time?
Like, how deep it was.
How
then?
Deep it was.
It was fairly deep. It wasn't like the deepest thing I was ever in. But it was there.
But you was in.
But
that
I can't imagine. That was
in.
The deepest thing he was in, yeah. But I can't imagine what could have possibly changed because she was an Adventist to that drastic measure.
Give me a scenario.
But yeah, we never went open up Friday to
listen. May always love mad stories, though.
And this particular one, though. Anyway, but...
It is not. It's not always US. Yeah. It's one.
So, give me a scenario.
The biggest thing was... Or, so, you know what she got to say. So, the biggest thing was, like...
Shout out to her, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, be real specific.
Anyway, yeah, right.
So the biggest thing that come to mind was...
You remember what you said? Child, baby.
Just a child.
Success, son.
Yeah, baby.
Right. So the biggest thing was like me trying to survive, or cause she was it's always good to watch my podcast, but
she don't watch it though, so who know my again?
Yeah, my level story, bro.
Like contact me.
I try to figure out for real what was it being.
Like, alright.
She had a sign, yeah.
Right. So the high points we were talking about, like what she wanted to do in terms of where she want he go to school and that sort of thing, private school and that sort of thing, right? So, in a general,
in a general content,
I honestly hate digging my brain and navigating through this story. So
you are wrong though. You are wrong about content.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there we go.
I feel like it's always
good. There's many edits at FFA.
Right. So in a general content, right. So it was used to be a case where they, she just trying to decide how to raise the, you know, based on she experience, how she did with the share with the man, right. So she's trying to decide how to raise the thing. And then her parents. Well, how would
you feel? I just want you to finish. Ignoring him, right?
So, obviously, she parents got a strong hand on these 7 days.
Yeah, really, obviously.
Or whatever, right? So, then want one thing, she want next. Or whatever the case may be. So, it's like, me on the outside, I'm saying, well, I feel like, oh, they're cool, though, and thing. And so I get don't know to be talking about if it was out of jail and how it would be and where we would be at in terms of what I would do, how I would raise it versus what she believe in, what she she parents believe in.
Boy, I thought you was gonna say you want to tell your girl to send you child to school.
She want thing, but Gabby has something to say.
As an actual Adventist, let me just put that out there.
Right,
you know it is hard because it's like simple. I had a guy that was not, he was not seven minutes, but he was, let me pretend Christian. So, it's not even Friday night, but he wants to go out. Now, you're not going to find me in like the noisiest fet or whatever, but if he wants to go out to a fet, so if he wants to go out, he wants to go to that fet. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to go to that. So my thing is, I'm not going to stop him from going because he wants to go. So I'll just send him out to that fet. And I'm like, I'm going to do what I have to do, but the same at the back of your head. Like, he's out there jamming, like, 50 other women. Way, really cute booties.
It could cause insecurities.
Yeah,
that's
so
but anything could cause insecurities. That could happen with any religion.
Yeah, that could be any religion.
Two people from the same church, two atheists, could go in two separate fests and just be wandering around.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a religious thing.
That's right, that's what I'm saying, B. Thank you. That is normal. That's expected.
I deal with you, Gabby. I don't know.
Romar, my girl could go to Olympus. I don't have a girl. I didn't say that. A girl could go to the Olympus with some boy that can be wandering in France again to the Olympus with the math for.
No, but what I'm saying is that like these certain differences can cause an increase in the insecurities.
Right.
In
what differences,
right, so
dog?
But when I want him to come to
pig
me
and satyrs,
I think
it's
the
thing. That's all.
The biggest thing for me
and jewelry
is your child, though. The biggest thing for me is your child. Place where religion is concerned. Period. But I feel like a lot of the issues that happen in relationships where religion is concerned, manufactured though.
Mm-hmm. For real,
you know, it is manufactured.
How you mean?
Because, right, for instance, too, like, I'm a Sabbatarian too, right?
A what?
Sabbatarian people that believe in going to church on Saturdays. But I'm not an Adventist.
That's all fair though. Sunday's a day, B.
Save me. Do you be?
Anyway.
I mean, like, you meet some person, you vibe with them on a real way. In a real way. You know. Everything else, y'all, like, locked. You can let that, like, offset you, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me.
For me personally, it was an issue too.
But your wife is a Sabbatarian too?
No.
Oh, so she converted for you?
I wouldn't say that.
Or is that she converted just because she's around you so much?
No, I think it's she converted for her, but she will tell you why, right? But what I'm saying is that it wasn't like that in the beginning, and it wasn't any different in our. It wasn't really difference in our relationship.
It wasn't really holding you back.
Nah. Right, I feel like we got this late. One life, bro. And if you got somebody that you're vibing with on like a in a spiritual way, I mean it's a spiritual, I mean that like in a religious way, in a like a real cool, intimate, like real way, a good connection, like the
I had that, but two because one of the state.
I feel like everything else before.
I don't want to touch on religion, but Seventh Day is intrigue me for lack of a better term. The things that they follow, they choose to follow, and the things that they choose to ignore.
Cherry picking.
Yeah. I feel so like.
What do you mean?
You're so specific.
Yeah, specific. You
you're so specific on worship on a Saturday thing. So specific. But then like I feel like the same Leviticus is said like don't do roundups. Don't shave your beard. Don't wear mixed. Don't wear mixed materials in your clothes. But when I'm smart in church, when the roundups and things.
But that was only for the Levites though.
Yeah,
okay. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
so,
lady.
Killing homosexuals.
How do you want to do it?
So, children who are under the age of consent have a say in whether or not they have an abortion.
Yeah, I won't.
Were they raped or something?
Nah, just sex.
I feel so. Who gonna raise a child?
Your parents, Mussy.
Well, that's, you know, you see, that's weird, John. No, is it a case where your parents should have a say?
That ticklish.
Actually, no. I know. Catherine, myself. No, the parents should have a say, not your child.
No.
I don't think my child could be 14, get pregnant, and then look at me and be like, then won't keep it.
Why not though?
He doesn't have a job. You can't do anything. I'm the person.
Thank you. That is why. Because if I am not in a financial scenario where I could raise a grandchild as my own, I don't think I should be forced that because you want to raise a child. Like you as white place getting raped, statutory rape, whether you're not
actually
statutory rape.
Not necessarily. It could be somebody underage too.
I think I don't know the law that good, but I think that if two people do that, that's still statutory rape.
What if two 14-year-olds?
No, sure?
Underage sex, but it was
not just two Johnnies. That young.
But no, get asked if the man get raped too.
I don't know.
Two way rape.
I opened that, but I said I don't know how it is.
Two way rape.
They may not talk about rape though.
Yeah.
But right, she boy plays having underage sex. I don't think that should fall on me or my son then. Get a 14-year-old pregnant at 13, and then he gonna look at me like, "Yeah, dad, I'm ready to be a dad." No, you're not, because I am not ready to be raise your child.
Okay, but would you willfully go against your child's like moral beliefs?
Yeah, be what beliefs?
I feel like you're thinking me.
No. Like, okay, we all remember being 16.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Or not, well, just under 16, because since his consent, right?
Right. Here, so 15, right? 14.
So like 15, 14. Like, I had different principles.
A different understanding
of what I want for myself. Yeah. Like, I know where they want to be, like, around that time for sure. I know, like, the blueprint, like, for my life, like, roughly.
You had an idea.
You know that
you was a real exception.
Yeah. But that's not everybody. For years,
more is different.
I know, I was different. Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like when you're 15, you have some sort of idea of yourself.
You.
The man was just
you.
Not ready for who one of us.
Me, I was 15.
Me, I was 14 playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
At 15, dog. 14, no,
I don't know.
You can't make me watch Dragon Ball Z at 13 and at 14. I know what you're doing. No.
Yeah.
No, I was 14. I was still Goku.
Right, I can just say this one. Okay.
So, yeah, Roman, what do you think?
You may already know how I feel about abortion, I think.
But what if your daughter says she want to keep baby?
We can deal with it. That's it true. I don't know how.
What if she says she want to get rid of it?
Can I make it go both ways?
Yeah, I feel like I study money too much.
It could.
When it got me feel like studying money too much.
Yeah, money's important.
The child ain't gonna raise itself. When I got to study that, put down for... Dampers. Dampers.
Dampers.
My first thing I read is
off camera. Let me just put that in.
Lady daughter visits. So much money is getting invested into a child.
Listen.
And I suppose I'm not there physically or emotionally for the child. I'm a child in blasted school. Who gonna raise it, me?
But so, Rom, would you? If your girl said that she won't keep it,
Right, we can do with it. If she ain't want to keep
it,
if she ain't want to keep it.
That's a no-no.
I feel like, I don't know, I would try to talk she into getting birthday, and I don't want to get that for her.
You can put your children birth for her?
Mine.
It's ticklish, though.
Honestly, people was begging at me until last podcast.
Yeah.
Because of what he said.
I don't believe children should really have a say.
No.
If children can't...
If children can't
drink, drive, smoke, vote, why would they have
Tell me, rehearse that. That was all so clean.
I get that. They should have a say, but I just trying to say, I studying. I want to know how people abortion or whatever, so that's the part I study. I get that. I agree that then, you know what I mean? If I was the top person that said, well,
but you,
I think they can't tell me anything.
Yeah, I think the person, I think the church should have a say. I think we should sit down and have a
conversation. I would listen to your opinion.
I think you should respect. Because in the end, it's still their body too. So you're forcing a person to do something with their body that they may not want to do. And your child is an individual. Like, children got rights to be.
You feel children want injections, Mozzie?
Not as much as me, though. Children got as much rights as
I personally know a story in which...
I'm not giving you your phone,
baby. Is this exact scenario?
You're going to be hitting.
Right?
That will.
This, what we just talked about, right? And the decision was made to terminate. Right? And it devastated the person, B. Like, devastated the person.
You think, I can imagine that, right? And they can
because,
see that
being... Because, I mean, emotional attachment.
Yeah, emotional attachment.
And I know what you have done now is cause a rift between your child. Because if your child, like dogmatically says, listen, I want to keep each other, I want to raise each other, I want an opportunity to... Raise your child. I mean, like, what you can do? You can sacrifice that relationship with your child.
But then, okay,
you
but look at...
You saying, like, real stupid at 15, and then you look back and laugh at yourself because you used to saying real stupid at 15?
Yeah, but is a... Okay. Is a child, B? And you got a way of... Okay. Again, a conversation with a person recently about... You saying abortion thing. And I feel like a child could be anything. And as if, okay, you said something stupid to me was 50, right? But a child could be something good. It could be a positive. It could be as positive.
It could be a serial killer.
People always
talk
about abortion in a negative
rapist.
Sense. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, this child getting me late. Oh, this child getting late. Stop me from getting through
my
mundane life anyway.
Right.
That's a different story.
Right.
Right? But a check could be a positive thing.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that if your child expresses the will to raise a child and to be a good parent, that might be the thing that changes that child for the
world. I want to bring a scenario. Let me say that same child had a pet dog. You had the same dog with the phone. Because I'm not comparing dog to children. I'm comparing responsibilities. The responsibility of raising a dog is nothing.
So
compared
right.
to responsibility of raising a child.
Right.
So if you're responsible to raise a dog, how can I tell you raise a child?
So you're basically saying that, like, you know what I mean? Because you're totally against it. All right. Say you know what I mean? You don't worry against it, but for whatever reason, she still went through it. You're basically saying that like, you ain't got nothing to do this.
Of course I can raise a child. Of course I can help out, B.
So.
But it's unreasonable for me to just go. It's unreasonable for me to go as a child. I can have this and let my mother take care of it, let your grandmother take care of it. That's not fair to the grandmother.
Yeah, but where does the grandmother have to take care of it exclusively?
Exactly.
Listen, y'all gonna know this is some sort of taboo thing. Women have children for like 14, younger than that, and raising.
I'm talking about, not in economic times, though.
My grandmother had like children from like, I think it's 16 now.
Your grandma used to eat chicken at Christmas time, Mozzie. That means things were different.
So basically, on where society is right now.
You can't compare.
Like, I had a brilliant childhood, Mozzie. I had an amazing childhood. You try to look at me and tell me that
my grandmother,
one of my kin got everything different.
My grandma used to cut keys, big man.
Yeah, but you can't compare it to me.
Mozzie,
the last kin totally different.
I know you just produce music. And you're gonna, let me say, for some reason, something happens, no, you're gonna owe money into this child that cannot have the same upbringing that you had that allowed you to do what you're doing today.
I think y'all selling your grandparents short. People have been doing this for a time immemorial. People have been raising children from young. Y'all underestimating this thing. I don't know if it's because of the
fun. You make it alright. I don't know. Wanna make any children sound real cheap?
I know they ain't cheap.
You got me and Thomas gonna breed a girl?
But wait, I won't move on.
You're the man with a child telling me that change was easy.
Alright. It's uniquely in a position to say that they ain't cheap. Right? But at the same time,
like children is like joys be.
Of course they are. Of course they are. But I am at a point in my life where I can afford a joy.
I just think
my joy is when I buy KFC on the weekend, dog.
My only thing, go back to the original thing. The original thing is, do you think that the parent should have the final say, or the child should have the final say?
I think the parent should let the child have the final say.
Okay. Moses said a point. I'm going to change my answer slightly because Moses brought a point about being traumatized. I could see that happening. Mm-hmm. But I think it's up to the parent to know the child. You need to have a conversation with the child, of course. And you need to know your child.
Kofi, what you just explained to me, or just showed just now, is that the money situation weighing out what you think about
I also said, actually, when I had it, I would still help.
Okay.
So you basically.
I just feel me, like, right, when I was 14, I was not nearly responsible enough to.
But that's you!
Right! I can only think about me.
Like, things, why would you speak? About general things and still be personal at the same time.
You might
be. I have not been around many 14-year-olds, so I can't tell you about a general 14-year-old.
But generally, I want to ask one a question about 14-year-olds and things like 14, 13, 12.
They may not talk with children.
I just want to know how much sense you feed them got at 12, 14. Because I find a lot of people just be saying that, you know, that parents don't give their children enough chance to, like, be themselves and, like, mm-hmm. get them the freedom that they, without interfering with them and tell them, you know,
how I they feel. I feel right that my sense come here before. That's what I can't understand Melly Mosey how he sense for years.
But he's different, though.
Right, everyone is different. Because Roman probably had his at 20, he probably had yours yesterday.
Right, but I mean the average person, though, at 14.
I don't know. Once again, I can only base this on
empirical data.
Right, is it possible to think that? But I can only base this on my experience and how I observe others. 14-year-olds ain't ready.
They aren't ready for a lot of things. I don't think
they think they are ready, but they are not ready. When parents has been telling you, you know everything, you just feel
For sure, I know that going through your teens is go through different phases of finding yourself and thing, and you can't, like, your mind is changed in a matter of like a split second. You just find sign, you just latch onto it, you just let it go, you just try sign else. I don't feel that they are cognitively stable enough to make these decisions.
Because when you get a child, like, that's not something you don't dabble in children, B. You may dabble in sciences, you may dabble in key club. You can't dabble in a club, man.
Not got chub, man.
It's true.
Only not got chub,
man. It's true. Alright.
I can barely give my nephew the adequate attention he deserves.
I feel like he get ready, though.
Okay, this is actually a poll, right?
Get ready for church.
This is actually a poll, right? And they say that 70% of people said that the child has precedence. Alright.
it's all fine and thing to think, yeah, give children a voice. That is all nice to say. But you can't give them
the final thing. That just don't make no sense. Not from what I understand.
That could be a culture thing too, no? Like, we culture and how we raise and how we
I actually think that is trickling North American. That's what I meant to
say. We're trying to show you.
That's our mentality. That
giving children the freedom to choose.
I think that's like not what they.
That is so.
Why would you say
stupid,
that? Why would you say that?
Because they feel like
that's on very.
I agree. I feel like abortions would have been rampant back in the day if it was as common and as secure. Secure is we're looking for
safe. Yeah.
Safe as it were as it is now.
Oh, I agree.
The population of Barbados would be dramatically smaller. Dramatically, people did not want to be pregnant. People did want food.
Fair enough. I can't disagree.
Right. So that sort of mentality is coming from people that, like, oh, everybody oppressed, everyone needs to be heard.
The only thing, I do not agree with people saying that the children should have the final say. My original point, if they do not have the right to vote, smoke, drink, drive, why do we think that they have the cognitive abilities to make such a life-changing decision at that age, B?
All right, so at what point do you think a child has the right to be able to make decisions about themselves?
I think somewhere around the usual age of consent, I would say like 18, 16, 17.
But that is just a number that the state has thrown out there.
Yeah, because...
And people mature at different ages too.
Yes.
So there's
no standard.
I think the age of consent is standard. So would you be opposed to it if the age of consent was 12.
You mean in Guyana?
Yeah.
What do
you, I heard so. I don't know what
you mean. No, no, no. One of them is Djibouti. Yeah, yeah, man, saw everything.
I know. I heard that
I said
that
in the party, but I know me.
I heard that several times, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Paris, too. Paris went low as France because Tiger and Carrie Kelly joined down there so you can fool.
How do you know these things, B?
I don't know.
What part of YouTube you be found?
I don't know why you know that, B. I don't know why you know that.
Listen, B. But if the point I'm asking, the question I'm asking is, if the in a society the age of consent was lower than what you're accustomed to.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think that the age of consent should is where it is now, like 16, 18.
But if you, would you agree if it were higher?
I feel like that's a...
Say you got to wait to use 26 to make that decision.
I feel
I'm trying to challenge your thinking.
But in other places, right, the norm is that the age of consent is lower.
We could argue between 16 and 17. That's where I am.
It differs from person to person. What can I talk? Difference from person to person.
So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Now, if it differs from person to person, judge each situation on an individual until basis. You all know your child.
Until there is a method that I could be like, okay, fill out this test. I'm going to find out if you could get a baby. I will say this. It's up to the parent. There is no way you could... There is no standardized test for a pregnant, for if you deserve a baby, or they got some adults that will fill that thing, B.
Yeah, B, for sure.
For sure.
All right, Colin, that was a long one. all right.
For a man talking about babies.
Hashtag we too.
That's the name of that video. That's the name of this podcast. Is it okay to be romantically involved with somebody that you work with? Anybody was in that situation? Well, anybody other than Mosey?
Mosey's not my boy.
Mosey is so mean. The man is so different, dog. Big man. Jesus.
You know, I forgot you're married. I just said you're self-employed.
What?
I just sat down and said, no, not Mosey. He's self-employed.
But that makes sense too, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's self-employed too, so.
But is it okay to be romantically involved with somebody that you work with?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
I'm self-employed. I've worked at Fanny's when I was 16.
I worked on a vacation job.
I worked on a chicken farm a couple years ago.
That's interesting.
So, no. Yeah, I work everywhere.
You ever worked with anybody, like maybe in the music industry or whatever?
Wait, the same industry? Or
no, I mean the same industry, but I mean like working together, like you was the man behind, like, I mean like, what the hell, V?
I mean,
in the band with somebody or whatever. Jeez, bro. Nah. I was thinking about dealing with a girl that I was working with when I was in insurance, but. It wasn't about that, man.
You can understand.
So, you mean on a deep boyfriend girlfriend level?
Yeah,
I don't mean a chop me.
That's your boyfriend. You know, that's your boyfriend girlfriend. You not answer the question.
Well, yes, so me.
Yeah, like on a serious.
No.
Why not?
I think it's complicated. I think it
can happen though.
But I personally don't want to see that person that much.
Go home with them and be whatever.
You can imagine, and then we got to go work together the next day.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting perspective.
I probably leave. I never even thought of that. At work. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
He's like, where have we seen you?
So you can't do that? You can't
Oh, is that my eight-hour job?
You can't separate.
It's
hard to separate.
Right, I'm still going to be aware, like, this is the woman that I
feel like people don't just do that, though. Like,
that separate so good? I don't think it's easy to do that.
You wake up next in the morning and...
You want nobody can separate this, B? You trying to tell me during lunch, oh, I want to eat the same food?
That man,
though?
You mean the same food I get cooked?
Yeah.
All right.
You trying to tell me talking during lunch? You trying to tell me during dinner? Don't forget to pick up Gabby because you get in gym.
Same, but I don't feel so.
You got people out there that just cold-blooded like that, B?
And you, is that person you want, Simon? I personally don't want a cold-blooded girl, personally. I want warmth, B. Fuck me for the night.
Should you live with your lover before you get married?
Yes.
Yeah. Malakawai.
I know people that did not live together and they're pretty happy. Oh, for you?
I did.
How are you surviving, B?
Explain that though. Explain.
Do you mean live it or doing live it things?
Live with.
I never live it.
Before you got married. Yeah. Explain that
you
though.
You traveled like, with her?
Explain the difference.
Travel tour?
You got me something so sorry, like, you just got me knocked
out. What's a travel tour?
Traveled with her.
No, actually, the first time we traveled together was our honeymoon.
Explain that though. Explain how the transition was from not. What are some of the things that you discovered?
People on their own vibe, you know, frequency. When I got married, I was about 22.
Mm.
So it was, you live in 22 years by yourself and like, doing your own thing. You got your own rhythm and whatnot. And then somebody else, and she's like my polar opposite, like in every single way, right? Every way. But it was challenging though, because we butt heads on a lot of different things. Like even little things that help. Like again, example, it might seem trivial, right? But cutting cheese. Yo, this one must cut cheese badly.
You must have cut cheese. But this is when you broadside.
She's cut cheese when you broadside.
How?
Like, you got ankle, like
I know it looks like, but I mean, like, how did she? She's like, oh, my,
she's like, you know
plastic.
What? I nearly cut where her finger be. She's cut it, like, the flat side. She's cut it down, and like, who does do that?
I don't understand. I like too much cheese.
That would drive me out the wall.
The first time was like,
you watch it.
Yo, I don't know if I could do that. Everybody know me. I like culinary things.
Yeah,
so like, nah.
The little small things for real. Don't know
that.
Go from that trivial to like bigger things too. Like you just you got a different background.
Yeah.
And our coming together, it was rough.
It was rough, like it was causing like arguments, big arguments and thing, or it was just hard to adjust to?
It was difficult to adjust to. I wouldn't say it was like big arguments, because by that time you still like benefiting from a lot of like just get married. After a while, it's just finding yourself picking up a rhythm. It's just finding a rhythm, you know.
Mm.
I think that's just my
situation. What you think about like leaving the lid down or leaving the lid up? That was a thing.
That's a
call. I hear you from here.
Yeah, I'm here.
but they don't.
Funny enough, that's something that started. That only happened like recently.
Mm.
Before it was
cool. Me that she was that she's getting mad now.
Yeah, cause she read something. No, like, what do you read?
Like, leave that a little disrespect.
Yeah, like, something is this happened like last year, and I'm like, hoping you change this now. You know what I mean?
That's the rhythm.
That's the rhythm. Listen, we settle by here. Like, listen.
When you hit it down, you play down.
Yeah.
Yo,
that one thing was weird. I know, she. Hi, babe. But one thing was weird is like, she used to wait to see after me, babe.
That's sweet.
That disrespect. Wait, oh, after you.
Before she's gone.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's terrible.
No,
the first time I asked her, I was
like, I don't like that, B.
That's not my fault. For some reason, I don't
like that.
Why? Imagine that didn't make any sense. I'm looking at her girl, but I guess it was sweet. I thought, like, when you're not feeding chew,
just.
Nah,
no, it ain't like me. Well, shoot, let me just help him out.
It was like, no, this man dirty.
Yo, she's a whaley boy.
I feel like. That's one thing that get me.
But that's another
one. Like early on, I think it was like honeymoon too.
I spill or whatever. I just clean up.
No, but I do that too. But
so what's she really doing?
It's not personal.
That is hella personal.
Nah.
So he can't clean his own pee good enough for her.
Other things.
Yeah,
you said
that
there. You said that, yeah. Alright, then take that drip to sign that, you know, that miss, yeah. Next thing.
Is that our bodies are really too sensitive, so we have to be extra careful.
Man, miss you, that shit.
You know what's getting me, Kobe?
What?
Like, if you can't put Romeo, I feel good.
I had a conversation about this the other day, B. I told.
If you can't put Romeo, nah, B.
Nah, I told a girl.
Ain't official till you put Romeo.
I told somebody that today.
B, I told a girl, right? I told a girl that, listen, we could go for ice cream.
Yeah,
I was like, we could go for ice cream, right? But the truth is, they're lactose intolerant. But I ain't care. So how you feel about that?
You know what I mean? Are you showing me that you can handle
it? And then we on a different level, though.
Different level.
In my opinion, that's like the step up below moving in me. If you can handle my lactose intolerant poops, right?
Yeah.
We on a different level.
I ain't saying it's below or above.
I remember the first time I put Romy, it was weird.
It was your first year at the anniversary.
It was Olympus,
B. You put Olympus?
Yeah, B.
You did?
You first put Olympus, B?
Yes.
You can't do it then, B.
You
can't do first
put
Olympus.
You know what happened? It was a real quiet moment.
Did she put Olympus?
I put Olympus.
You gotta tell she pooped, sorry, though. Because I feel like this is later on, though. This is probably later, though.
After that situation, everything was like, all right, we can get through this together. But the first time I was like, it was real stressful. It was real stressful for me.
For you?
Because they know, like, she's a camper on this girl.
Talking pup.
But then she was like, so it was a quiet party moving my way. And I know how many, Highly
don't
share,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
This
image is
your. When this was?
Before it burned, though?
Is it Comer Days? Or after?
Comer Days. Mm-hmm. So then, I know trying to suppress this thing with everything in my being.
You understand?
But I don't think
it's just making it worse.
It did. So I say, you know what? And you know you don't normally press those.
Right.
So then, but in my distress, cause I get you when you sit down, right? You know what I mean? But in my distress, I sighed.
Before the camera don't turn on, right? Me and Rome always telling me I sit down and point your poops, B.
Yeah.
But you set up on your poops, though?
It depends on where wrong.
Nah, B.
And when is the man being talking about poop?
Nah, B.
I
sit down.
I
sit down. I don't know where he is. Earlier, it was in Central Point. And one come up. And it just has on point it a little, you know? But it's still easy.
Big man, listen. Hold on a sec. You're in public. You say that could be anybody. Don't try that.
Nah.
Just don't react, dog. Just don't react.
That's
a freaking thing, though.
I don't hear poop.
Yeah, but it's not hard poop.
Oh, no. That's straight. You put me my children, me.
Sometimes I'll drop a strong one and then like I'll drop a strong one and then let's walk. We and just watch everybody just see like look around, see how it is.
I don't do that.
I just got so much poop, so big man.
Man, my poops don't smell as bad as I would like them to.
That what?
Yeah. Don't smell as bad as I would like them to.
You want to smell bad?
Like for that, sorry.
But mine don't smell good at all.
So that's
I was not enjoying this conversation, man. That was some good talk.
Yeah, could you be with somebody that's infertile?
Yeah.
I guess it's about his saying adoption thing.
Yeah. Actually, it's comfortable with me doing this work. I kind of want a child as well, like me. You walk into the right thing.
What do you mean?
You
want
more than
thing? No,
belch.
Oh.
Oh, man, this got beer ear today, B.
I don't know what's going on, B.
Is it necessary to have an education to be successful?
This is a list from her tweets?
This is a list. She made a thread of all these things.
Like, these are right. She said this is I know topics?
No, not I know topics, but just in general. Do you think everybody deserves bail? Yeah. You don't.
That's an inside joke.
Edit, just in case.
No, B.
Just in case.
You might know
what's going on. As long as the bill fit the crime.
So you see the audio?
Then if you triple homicide, then your bill should be too much.
Oh, for real?
I can't do.
Shout out to my guy then.
Sorry, you guys don't
answer. Anyway. But right. It depends though. I don't think everybody deserves bail. Some people just do junk, B.
Yeah.
But a bail, you need bail because suppose it was an unfair circumstance. You were arrested wrongfully, B. Then there's a lot of people that's got arrested.
Right. Then they could get
bail. But how do you know? How do you know?
But the level though.
You mean on a personal level?
I think the bail just goes up depending on what you do. Like, if you kill three people, then your bail is $1 billion. You can't afford $1 billion, go to jail.
I feel that's fair.
Oh, I mean, everybody gets bail.
Yeah, everybody gets bail, but you regulate it with the
like. Like if you run, a, if you like do sign minor, like I don't know, you bail like $1,000 or whatever. But if you out here doing crime, your bail goes up.
But if you're doing crime, you got money.
No, who's what? Doing crime with money?
What?
Do you know what?
Can I ask? I'm saying.
I don't know if it is me.
Yo.
Yeah.
But then, white man, no, times are saying, so then, white man, building like real ringing money.
They pay though.
Yeah, they paid it because they have real ringing money. But then, that wasn't like $4 million.
Oh, you mean the obvious situation out of there?
The white man, the guards. Yeah. Mm. Right, I think that's reasonable.
Oh, but this go back to the same question you asked me though. This is the next question. Should the drinking age in your country be lowered, raised, or left as it is?
What even is Barbados drinking age mean?
Is it 18?
I think I don't. I base it on facts. And facts allow people 16 and up.
Oh, safe.
And I think that
arbitrary things, like
no one really knows, right? But you got
this thing, but
you but all right, you get a purple or blue ID. What color is that?
16.
A boy.
You get that idea at 16, right?
Mm-hmm. I get mine last month.
No one is looking...
For Mia.
What?
I got my blue ID for Mia.
Oh, for Mia. You do it for her?
Yeah. I always had a yellow one. But yeah, anyway.
You don't want to come up with a yellow ID.
Yeah.
As what, 20?
What? Six.
10 years later, me. As I was saying, though, I don't think people are taking the car and right. Looking at the year you born.
Right.
So, like, once you got a car, you're 10 and adult in my books.
So, you would say that.
I think that's fair.
So, you see, they think we see the blue ID as, like, that's
your
it.
Adult
you
car.
Could now do all the things. What you could drive, you could drink, you could... Okay, say.
That's what I see a person. I don't know the rest of my
but, like I said before, that don't mean that person is emotionally
ready for drink.
Any of those things. Yeah, like, yeah. I still think that it takes a person knowing themselves and being able to, like, navigate through
things.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think causes the most accidents between teenagers or the elderly?
Accidents on the road?
That's a nice question.
That's teenagers, B.
I don't know. Sure, I would say teenagers. I feel
like
elderly is the most pup on
the road. Yeah, it's like legal pup, though. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to dare me to drive on?
Drive on lane, okay.
You know, I changed you that sister before that they should go back in for another.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. I would never stop saying it.
But they used to though.
Yeah, they don't.
At
really?
A certain point, you have to go back in. Go back in for another test, man.
No, I mean, that's shit.
Big Mario talking nonsense.
That's shit.
You just be driving.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It still is.
Yeah, you have to go in.
I ain't sure. Cause my granddad got took off the road because he had some stuff going on whilst not.
He was like, he was not roadworthy.
What?
He wasn't roadworthy.
Nah. Oh, like, so it happened, and like, he had a thing. But it wasn't like, all before then, this man could have drive. And my grand used to be with him, like, just telling him, all right, don't forget this turn, which I think.
My grandmother said she went.
Everybody got to be like, don't forget
my grandmother
to do
said
this.
She want a license,
you know, drop one.
Mm-hmm.
It's my saying.
Mm-hmm. You talking to me.
Sorry. Here, man. I talked somebody.
You better just talking, baby. What are you trying
to say? Good on, man.
I feel like if you need someone to tell you don't forget the major turn because you have Alzheimer's or what's not, you probably shouldn't be driving.
But yeah, that's a disease.
There are old people that body plays driving with Alzheimer's, Marcus.
Yeah.
I feel like them nor them gain.
Yeah, if you got a medical problem, then yeah.
But you don't. Yeah. No one know. There's no definite test for Alzheimer's, B.
Who's drink and drive more between teenagers and the elderly?
Teenagers,
okay. Yeah. So then, in my opinion, and not to mention the fact that I think teenagers drive more too, I would say teenagers though.
Yeah,
but once again, I feel elderly do more pup.
They do more pup. Okay, but
like,
okay.
Drive at 20 highway.
Yeah. That's shite. would it be okay if your wife?
Jeez, already.
Still wanted to use, use condoms?
I will say with Abby. Real thing.
I can't imagine a scenario.
I won't get into she business though. My next thing is that you had sex before when I get married.
I'll say with that.
So right. So
outside.
So when I say.
So what were you? Nah, I ain't condom life after.
Yeah, but condoms no though.
Condoms no. But when they get married.
Can we just say condoms, Phil?
You bought condoms wrong?
Yeah, there's a condom.
You bought condoms no though?
Oh, okay. that was a genuine question to me.
You
I was one more. I mean, Marcus, you bought condoms, me?
No.
I mean, they're useful. I'm not saying that it's not, like, to each their own, right? But
this is a big plastic bag of shit. I hate it, me. It's annoying. I wear them, but it just is annoying, though.
It's very annoying.
Nah, girls out here got STDs, me.
Yeah, they got STDs, but
girls out here getting pregnant. Girls out here fertile, me.
Yeah, it's like a massive
bag. What is your thing against the youth? What is your thing?
I ain't ready. No, I just ain't ready, Mosey. I'm not ready for that.
When you just be ready?
When they got money.
You know, many people that say pull out this work. Like, enough people
win. It does not work. I want people to stop saying so. Please stop with that. It does. Romar, shut.
Well, this man has sort of opinion. But I don't know, that is a fail though. They don't feel good. Yeah.
But anyway, Rom, you ain't talk about the fact that you actually...
Yeah, you really don't talk about this on the podcast? That's necessary to tell in my personal business?
It's a good thing, though.
But is it necessary? Like, you want to say it?
You want to say
it?
You
ain't
want to say
it?
You ain't want to say it?
This is
the
Ain't No Podcast.
Takes part, though.
And welcome back.
You want to say it or you ain't want to say it? Yeah, that's all right. Say it.
Listen, man, I've got things going.
Listen. Do you think that once your girl's on birth control, there's no need for you to use condoms?
My girl?
Yeah.
My girl?
I thought
my girlfriend was on birth control, girl, I ain't using condoms.
No. If you still doing your thing, Ali.
You mean if you're a dirty man? Yeah, if it's a dirty man, I still using condoms.
That's what you mean, you
but, okay, well, let me switch the question then. If your girl's on birth control, you backing inside, or what are you doing?
Hell yeah.
That's
that's a Barbadian dream, Marcus. That's a Barbadian dream.
You talking about me? Like, what's the point?
But when it came about that little percentage that they got, like it's like how much, like 5% chance that she could still get pregnant.
But my
man
would believe me.
5%?
I don't know.
5% is a bit more than that. Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot. 5%. I ain't betting my 5.
Oh.
The man would believe me if I said I never come in a girl.
Yeah.
We would. We actually would. Cool.
Really though?
Yeah.
I only did it once.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Are you real friends for children? you're not following me. You're not following me.
Say.
Life has been. He's like, children.
Marcus
you
can't come. Marcus will. <what they're, laughs>
You just want to release me,
Marcus,
bro.
Marcus like, well, yeah. I
gotta admit, me, that is one of the best. I would have done it probably just in my last relationship or whatever. One of the best feelings. Like, I can't think of anything better than that.
It's supposed to happen.
Compared to the month.
Nah, there's no comparison.
Really?
There's no comparison. There's no comparison.
It's been a while, so I don't know. And I won't know. I won't know the next relationship.
Wow.
Wow. That might get your thing.
Men, do you see the need for a condom once the female in question is on birth control? Yeah, I said it's not right.
Yeah,
Yeah. So yeah, I guess I see. Would you be okay with dating somebody because they just want to see what it's like to date somebody of your background?
Poor. It depends. I mean, if you want money and this person just want to date a poor man, I bolt it. Because that's all I can eat for a little bit.
You mean like it's a black man, you want to see what this bad boy like, bro?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
You had that happen already, though.
I can treat she. Every black man got a stereotype, I can treat she like that. Because you just want to come for a room because.
Yeah, okay.
Define date, man.
Exactly. If you just walk in and let me see what's going on here.
Cause it depends on what you see in me. I may find that so funny and worth it, man.
Or offensive.
No, it probably depends on you seeing me. But once again, if you see a poor black man, I bolt it.
But how does a relationship start that way?
He didn't say relationship, he said dating. That's why he asked to define dating.
Okay, alright, fair enough.
If I would breeze with a girl every once in a while because she think that I'm a nigger.
What?
My man, you are extreme, big man. Do you think that the amount of time you've been with somebody determines whether or not you should practice raw sex?
What? Give me that again.
I feel like the only thing that's determined that is going to the doctor, getting tested, being on birth control.
I can ask again. Do you think that the amount of time you've been with somebody determines whether this or not time, you should practice raw sex?
There's time as in,
I wouldn't say time.
Yeah, I don't think it's time.
I wouldn't say I think it's commitment.
That's trust.
It's
and
not,
trust.
It's
right.
Not time.
Wait a minute, answer my question.
What was that?
Not full time, just time together, I guess.
Just time together, cool.
Yeah. Should prisoners be allowed to vote?
Yes.
Let go.
And we're back.
Should prisoners be allowed to vote?
I don't, no.
Why? What would them go do with them voting things? Them
first
voting
of
rights?
All, is a prisoner informed about the societal issues?
You must get your paper, right? You must get your paper.
You must write letters, B?
Yo, these are my friends. And he's been for 16 years strong.
Edit! And we're back. Okay, good.
I really don't.
Right, see.
Yeah. Right, ask that question one more time.
Yeah. Should prisoners be allowed to vote?
I don't think so.
I personally feel they should.
But how? How, like...
You said...
Anyway, I guess you can't really judge a person being informed about... like society and things. Like,
you can't, because a lot of people out here that voting because somebody good looking be.
It's true. So to regulate that, it'd be discriminatory, I guess.
But I think they have issues as well. Like, I don't know. Let me say you were in jail because you had a spliff or whatever, and you hold like some stupid amount of time.
Yeah,
and then like someone wanna legalize marijuana, you can obviously like be like, okay, well I'm here for pup and this is pup and they think this is pup. So you can vote for that person.
Yeah, but people do that outside too, though. People be like, I want my one legalized.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying that is just adding to, like, this is just an example, by the way. This is just adding to it. Like, you could campaign to those people. Because they have needs as well.
Panda.
Yeah, I don't really see what God do with it, though. I feel
not necessarily panning. I want to say campaigning.
Alright, fair enough.
But I feel they should vote, though.
If people can vote for prisoners, should vote.
Well, that's because it ain't got nothing to do with them. What is that them in jail for? Them ain't gonna stop them voting decisions.
But you've injured to
You just mentioned not being informed. One, I don't have a beef with people with Alzheimer's. It's just something that I'm noting a lot lately. People with Alzheimer's and dementia can't vote.
I don't think they should.
But they can't. So like, why are we letting people that?
Well, fair point.
It's just whoever is with you in that house, you're just voting for who they vote for. That person is technically voting twice then. If you get me.
You get what you mean.
Hmm. So if somebody gave you an ultimatum, do X, Y, Z, or I will kill myself. Would you do it or call their bluff?
I don't believe in any ultimatum.
I don't
have like
ultimatums either.
Yeah,
me neither.
But you give them.
I did. And you think Mama B is this be like, yo, he's very so cruel.
Or I can be.
This or not.
I feel like we do, not as.
In a way, we do it, but not so direct. Not so direct, though. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Really possible
that. Yeah. So people say like if they say do X, Y, Z or kill myself, 78% of people said kill yourself, B. People are rough though.
But
then people just talk. People just talk though. That's
people just talk. Yeah, people trolling.
Where are you killing yourself over anything there? I don't know. I have a different view.
They got reasons to kill yourself though, Kofi.
Mozzie, let me mental after the podcast because I'm curious to find them out.
Should euthanasia be banned?
So
no.
What?
I heard me.
Euthanasia.
That's when you kill, like you assisted suicide then. Like you
mom?
You want somebody killed.
Kill somebody.
Assisted suicide, as I said.
Yeah. I don't know what you said, but I don't know.
I probably said nothing.
I don't even catch on.
Assisted suicide.
Wait. Euthanasia, right? Right, so that's like if somebody say, well, kill me because I ain't not a lot of pain. You think that should be bad?
It could be emotional pain.
I feel like you don't believe in that, though.
Right? I know. Is that a pulley plug thing? Or
no? Yeah, like a pulley plug vibe.
It doesn't have to be a pulley plug vibe. You could be like just in a terrible place in life. You just don't want to continue. You just have it on your own.
You want somebody
to
kill you?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
That's a movie for me. That's a movie. It was sad at the end.
Very nice, Kami.
Yeah, that messing with me though. I don't know if I okay with that. Yeah,
I don't know. I'll take
me.
If you can,
but you think what that is?
Oh, do.
Is that the person who's making it?
You okay,
me?
Huh?
You okay?
You can talk after
you. No, I tell you that he would do it. He would be the one killing.
Like, I'll be a euthanasianist, though.
Oh, that's what you meant? Yeah. Oh, you're a sick fuck, boy. You're a sick fuck.
Yeah, my granny walk along at 12, right? What are you doing?
So basically, you'll be...
No, I'm like, saying, don't pass that massive, but I can't adjust on, man.
What? It's some sort of like TV show that Mary Kids kills people or something like that.
You got on my YouTube. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I feel like to ask some person to do that is to not respect that person.
But what if we have a service?
You know what
like
I mean?
Marcus?
Like you ask that person to you'll kill me. That person will live with the fact that they took some person. Yeah.
But if there's a service for it, like Marcus kills people. MKP.
You know, I had a situation like that recently.
What?
Well, recently.
what do you mean?
A situation with
Monster MKP. I heard.
With I digress though. But it's a
hey, I'll be
you know, I also do like a board thing.
Wow.
Right. And I was like, you know, you get to talking like just talking.
One minute. Monster is terrible.
Monster. So it's like, what you do? Like, what you do? He's like, he knock people off. I'm like,
what? Was a hitman?
Was a hitman. So I was like, no, but I didn't believe it. So I was like, Then we get back to shore and they ask you friendly, yeah, this man was just joking and thing. Like, what are you still? Oh, he not spill off. So people, my point is that people could be like, really detached from it.
Mm.
Right? But I feel personally to ask a person to,
I couldn't ask my brother
for that. That's a problem for me.
Yeah.
I feel like, You were saying that there's a comment to the fact that you were saying is the service for it is.
If there was, I think you should have it.
Let a machine do it. Because that person now has to live with the fact that, hey, I terminated a life. You know what I mean? I know, that's just me.
I get you.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know. I feel like.
You can.
I think there should be a process, like, going.
Because they willed to go. You could just go, like, kill someone.
Nah, I can't. But I think, like, if someone is pushed to a point that. They can, I don't want to say proof that, let me say it's a court process, then you got proof that you can't go no further in life. That sounds sad, but like, you go through some process, you're proven you can go no further in life. You are feeling some physical or emotional pain, you're traumatized, you want no more of this. And then, like, the court decides should this man be euthanized or not.
So it's only based on emotional distress, not like.
I mentioned kind of physical. I said physical.
Oh,
physical
and the physical and emotional. Okay.
I don't think it's like. Let me say is you have. I don't know. Let me say you got your leg chopped off. I don't think you should be euthanized because of that.
Right.
You are a dancer, but then you lose your leg.
I don't know.
I don't think you should be killed because of that because you could get over that. There is a. You could appreciate life after
that. But you're saying you can get over things like that. But there are people who would. Like.
Rather die?
You know what I mean? Like. When you start to get into the weeds of saying, a person can get over that, but can't get over this. I personally feel like you should not be able to kill yourself just so. Or have somebody to be able to think.
But that's what I said.
Everybody got some reason to be able to do it.
That's
you know
what I said. There has to be a process. Like,
but what is the process?
I am making this up on the fly, so I can't like sit down and give you a good
person,
idea.
How you know when a person is really in pain? Or that person is in pain. Let me say,
he's more in pain. He's in pain. I just want to... France man that I interviewed today.
You interview the man from Spartacus.
Yeah, be the carries for Israel name.
He corrects us from Spartacus.
Something Bennett, Mr. Bennett, right?
Mr. Bennett.
I interviewed Mr. Bennett today, right? And like he told me that the reason why he got into acting was because when he was to portray the star roles, when he was 15, he held his brother as when he died, and when he was 16, he held his mother while she died, and I feel like. There are people in the world who cannot go through that. And it could be very painfully. He used to do a lot of other things, so he had distractions. If that's all you had in life, and you just held both of these relatives while you're dying, I feel like that's a mercy. it's sad, it's morbid, but that's merciful to take that. I am very sorry about taking your life away. That sounds like a release.
No, but helping a person pass on and actually being the person
to kill them,
precipitating.
Right.
Different.
All right, cool. What about brain dead? What about being brain dead? Just keep them plugging forever?
I feel like let it naturally happen.
My legs touch.
What? So you guys let it just be a life forever?
No, I said let it naturally happen.
But most,
I don't believe. Honestly, I don't believe in the
football thing.
No. I'm saying that I don't believe in beings artificially
kept alive.
If it is truth. To the fact that you can't really
but
live.
There's a type on your shirt, me. But the man has come out of the no. I understand. It's all wrong.
Oh my god! Bring that shirt from me! Bring that shirt from me! Bring
that shirt from me! Oh,
you're
sorry.
I just look at it and realize it's small.
I understand, it's not small for me.
Bring that shirt from me!
It's a buggy miss for Christmas, babe.
That money's not your
favorite. For Christmas?
For
my birthday,
like.
Most of them understood
that. I do a whole photo shoot,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody has to really see. Kofi is like that, sorry, man.
They might have to do a photo shoot. I should be seeing this every single.
Shout outs to Magella.
Magella, oh, say, what the hell? She ain't came down with you. She ain't came with you at all.
What are you talking about, me?
You're talking about your man that don't care. So, oh, yeah, if somebody was brain dead, do you feel like you should just live on until the day?
No, right. I, no, well.
Sorry.
No, I feel no. Probably blocked.
So you got a line.
He's saying that he doesn't necessarily believe in keeping them there on the machine to start.
But so people just come back.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in machines? How about
all right? If
I don't believe in machines, you know.
This was a very enjoyable podcast. I don't know if we were making this. This is very fun.
But I'll be getting together. But
Right.
I feel like I'm putting too much of my personal experiences.
Okay.
Yeah, but talk though because it's the podcast. And
yeah, well, I watched him in the past. Yeah. I know I get too late.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched him in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And not looking back, 7 years later, no, it's something beautiful about being able to pass on and whatnot. The artificially sustaining a person, I don't know if I necessarily believe that.
Mm.
My thing is, if there is no recourse, as in, I mean, there also situations where people can come back.
Right.
Right? But if the consensus is, Mala,
yeah,
and they let the person pass on, because I mean, it's an artificial situation where the person is being sustained. Like, if they were on that, they would die anyway.
Mm.
Then die. But I know it's just me.
I get you.
Die. Like,
yeah, I think I got a line.
I agree to an extent, though.
If you can bring them back,
right?
I'm not saying don't try that. But this, I can bring back down the line, like, you know, like.
You mean like cryogenic freezing?
I don't mean
there?
That. Not that far.
But I mean, like, that's kind of a similar thing. Like, why prolong?
Like, right. Like, if this is what's happening, just let it happen.
Let it take its course.
Yeah.
The camera rolling, Gabby?
Yeah.
How much time we got left?
It's 1:21.
All right. That's a good time, though.
You've got about 20 minutes left.
I guess that's a good time to. I ain't got no more. Well, I got a few more, but them really night
out. Oh, can we stop? Like, I'm supposed to literally hurting because my hair is, like, so cold.
You say you're what?
You're what?
We're finishing. We're finishing.
You say your nipples?
Yes.
Keep that in. That's fine. Christian with Gabby. Huh?
This changes things.
Yeah.
Your man didn't have a serious, sorry, like, dark conversation, and your girl just coming up.
Yeah, I didn't know your mom was gonna bring up moms, man.
Yeah, babe.
We on camera?
Yeah.
Huh? Me, yeah, me.
Oh, okay. That was a very fucking aside, sorry.
I got a few more, but I don't know if
time permits.
No, these ain't really. Do you think income tax is a scam? This is lame, B. should sex be censored on TV? No. okay.
Why should sex
not
be censored on TV?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Should sex be censored on TV?
What type of censorship, though?
I mean, for all the way.
What do you mean? I'm not saying what you mean.
I thought you mean like sex scenes. Like if there should be sex scenes on TV or no. Is sex normally censored on TV? Yes or no?
Alright. When you say sex, I'm thinking like full penetration, dog. Like, I'm thinking like you're watching.
Oh, you mean actually seeing it, seeing
so
it,
what
dog?
Do you mean? You mean like Game of Thrones?
Or you but even like, in Game of Thrones, does get censored too. Because you don't really see like your dog, you actually
right, so you're saying you don't want you want to see it. I don't think you need, I don't think that seeing a penis enter a vagina is enhancing my television experience.
Mine though.
Furthermore,
like what?
Furthermore, what? I think that is taken away from it. I think that if I'm watching like Game of Thrones and all of a sudden Jon Snow getting in and Daenerys mode, that is no longer a Game of Thrones episode. Like you got people gonna play about that scene and
but off. Should it be though?
Why? No, no. If it's not adding, then what is it in it? I can understand like the sex scenes the way there are. No,
no. I mean, but should the directors or whoever have the choice of having it there though? Because right now it's forbidden. Should they have the at least the opportunity to do it?
What? How does it benefit me?
I know that artistic. What expression? I don't know. I don't know. Sex. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. If,
it depends. I can't imagine a scenario where that will enhance my television experience. Like I know myself. I know people in movies having sex. Like
yeah.
Them is undress and kiss and then it's fade out. Cool. They fool.
I understand that, but I mean, but some directors may think that the sex may enhance the experience. I'm saying, should they have the opportunity to put it on there, or should it be banned overall?
Just leave it out. I don't think it necessary. Just leave it out.
Oh, so leave it, make it banned for sure. Like banned or
yeah, wrong. Left out.
Yeah.
But you want to see some? Alright, what you want to see?
Like I would like to see like Jennifer Aniston getting food.
But like you think you're like, not looking at it from an artistic perspective. You're thinking pervy.
Yeah.
Right. So like once again, they make on the.
No in a good benefit, really, just me being dirty.
Right, which is cool if that we vote, and if that's the actress vote, well, cool.
That's exactly what I'm about. All right, made that man.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You laughing, B?
Yeah, B.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Man,
seeing that here though.
Yeah, B.
So
appreciate it though. Like,
yeah, man, for real. Yeah, man, for real. For
but
real.
Left your microphone to serve it.
Yeah, for real. Do that.
So after you gonna get it September and then by May you gonna be done?
August.
You gonna be done?
Yeah.
See ya. How cool, man.
Yeah.
Alright.
4 years, just blow through it.
You gonna produce a couple of again?
You standing over there or no? Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think so though.
You know the Canadian girl sweet though.
The plan is to come back right now. Everybody just telling me that, oh, you got dreads, the white girls can let you.
Yeah, boy.
That's a fact, though.
That's a
but
fact.
You know that's a fact, Roman.
That's a fact.
Roman, I know that.
You can do with that, bro. But you can do.
Roman, come out with 2 mulatto babies.
Again, do some work, man. That's your focus.
Yeah, but I mean, outside of that.
Twins. That's your focus, man. Do some work.
That's what you think about, no, but then when you get there.
That's what you think about, no.
You could cut me. How do you live on your own?
Oh yeah, I wondered about that. I get you, man. As a sour person, that
the man don't want you to die, B.
Nah, as a sour person.
I know you die, B. And they ain't gonna macro when you play in Canada.
As a sour person, do what you do when it goes.
That's another thing. The man's so particular.
Yeah, I was coming to the car next room. I was like studying dog in France.
You don't even get you, man. You don't eat meat, right?
Yeah. It's chicken.
Only.
Yeah, only chicken.
Like a specific chicken too.
No, not really.
Like chicken from Montrose and nothing else, me.
No.
I remember my come to one of my things and my did not eat and it was so offended. That hurt me.
Walmart don't eat, he don't know.
I remember it was like, yo, say, what are you, friend?
Nah, he blessed one. It was that one time you hear buildings for the
right time? I think so. Anyway. Yeah, hashtag.
But it's a person that can do what he gotta do when they go there.
Okay.
So he can be good. My biggest thing for me gonna be the culture change. I feel like that's gonna be the biggest thing.
You feel you can miss anybody here?
Yeah.
Who specifically? Say your name.
And it can't be a family member.
Yeah.
Can't be one man either.
You ain't missing me, dude.
You feel like
you're taking me. Gavin, bro.
Nope.
I mean, I feel like you're around.
Say it.
Cool.
Say your name for your man, say it.
Hello, people.
What's your name, though?
Damon.
What? Like your dog, me.
Not playing.
That was nice. I appreciate that.
I guess with that said, thanks for coming, Drew.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
Man, do a little foray thing. That kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Never say that ever again.
Yeah.
Pause. Never say that ever again, dog.
Man, do a little human centipede thing in your crew. This is INO Podcast, INO. Romar, you're the first guest. And we can miss you, man. Till then, till next time. We gone.
Mm-hmm. Yo. Cheers.
Thanks for watching the INO Podcast, Information, Knowledge, and Observation.
Don't forget to give this video a like and subscribe to our channel. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram at INO Podcast. We'll see you soon.